That's how they feel. What they see. Because they know how easy it is to change. Because good is not very complicated. The only problem with the goodness is it's illogical. Because logically, there is no good or bad, is there? What is good or bad? It depends where and who is talking about it. If the animal is talking, if the lion is talking, stalking the hunter is bad. If the little impala is talking, hunting is bad. But there is hunting, there is a lion, there is impala. For millions and millions of years, they are doing this. What is bad, what is good? In all these movies you will see, they will show you nature and then show you this little impala which is going around and trying to raise the family, and suddenly it is grabbed by a cheetah. And you just hate that cheetah. Amazingly, next week they will show you the life of a cheetah who's pregnant, and she hasn't found anything to eat, and because she's a slender, all these big guys will pushing her around, and at the end, with the last drop of energy, she will grab something to eat, and you applaud for it. What is good, what is bad? In this universe, logically, there is no good or bad. Everything is some happening related to other happenings, and everything is just happening. Some of the scientific people try to show you that it's happening in a major rule they knew by physics. Fortunately, there is no more nonsense like that. Now the physicists, they're talking about the basics of existence, which is chaos. Has no rules at all, and everything depends on some accident. The accidents will make it happen. The accident made you happen here. If there was not that piece of stone hitting the earth, that strange accident which whipped off more than 90% of the living creatures on the earth, including the dinosaurs, you wouldn't be here. We would be that little mousey still running under the ground. That's how it is. Exception. Everything is exception. But we prefer to find a rule. This is it. This is not what we are talking about. This is nature. We are talking about something more than that. Responsibility. Where is the first step of responsibility? You are responsible to yourself, to something that you borrowed, which is not you. That's the breath. The breath is never yours. You live by your breath, but you don't own it, do you? If you own it, keep it. You will suffocate your family. That's why you got into breath, which is not yours, but you live with it. It's someone else's. And you're responsible for that, because that is bringing the other thing which we call knowledge, hikmat. Another name we created for that, which is hikmat, hakim comes from that word. That game you could find all other rules about it. This hikmat is a knowledge beyond the knowledge. First of all, is knowing beyond oneself. The animals, what do they know? They know themselves, and they know the environment, right? What do they know about the stars in the sky? They don't care. How do we do? Why? Because we know that the stars are part of us. Everything is a part of us. First of all, our environment is even bigger than that. Why are you interested in the stars? Only scientifically to know that they are related to you? Or sometimes, maybe even not seriously, but you will read something which is written about your birthday in the star calendar of the magazines. Because if you're born under such a star, this is the way you're supposed to be or act, or this will happen to you. It's more than that. We tell the stories about the stars because they're good subjects. Suddenly, the stars are more serious to us. Not only being in the sky and being affected by them, having them in our dreams, in our khyal imagination. That's what it happens. The field of imagination is ours. And no one else's. For that, we need another kind of information. This is what it is. With our stories and its musicality and poetic language, we are trying to add this kind of information in your, for the moment, intelligence or memories. Some stories about imagination. We are feeding your imagination because we know imagination is the field that you should discover and use seriously. Why? Because of the trip we have, remember, we have a trip, we started from existence to go to explore non-existence. Existence belongs to me and everything else in this universe. Dreams belong to only a couple of animals. Imagination, only human. Non-existence, God, metaphysics. Use all these words that are really difficult to comprehend. There are words that we have difficulties to contemplate, to really get it. All these words are built up in the human imagination. There you will learn about it. And all that to us is very important because that will be the gate towards the non-existence. Because everything is there. We are looking for that state of non-existence. Happiness is there. Now we are at the third part of the first story, third paragraph. First paragraph explained the problem. Finding the intelligence which is handmade for you, using it to the extreme, passing the limit of logics, and facing the impossibility of the illogicness of passion. That was the first paragraph. The second one was the way to do something about this was, you tell me, what shall we do about this? Yes. Only remember the story, only. Even if you were sleeping over there, I will tell you what. Just by listening my last word, you could jump to the story. The second paragraph was the story how our king was saved from that delusion. How was he saved? It started with something he did. That's my point. What did he do?
With the
boss. No.